Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to podcast number 63. It's
of
Insatiable Banalities. Yes. It's the 17th of December. It's the last show of the year. Oh. It's not going to be a live musical show tonight, but we do have a band in called Swish. Zwish. Actually, is it Zwish or Zedwish?
No, Zwish is fantastic.
Zwish. Zwish. And that is
you've got to say it a bit more sensually. Zwish.
Sort of French.
Yeah, French. Yeah, that works.
Bryn, Leah, Tom, Sam, and Rob from Zwish. And you're all here, you're all a little bit wrecked because you were playing at the ANU Cricket Club annual dinner or whatever last night.
Was there actually any food?
Sausages and
it was all
some
burnt
sort of
to
salad.
A crisp.
High
class
event, obviously.
Yes, that's the only events we play, really.
And when you play at the ANU Cricket Club, are you playing your original material?
Yep. Yeah. We actually don't know any covers.
No covers.
Yeah.
Do you get asked for covers?
Yeah. Surprisingly, that came up.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought.
And Christmas carols as well last night. Like, can you play Jingle Bells? We're like,
no.
It's like, oh, really? And we're like, we don't know how to.
How much he dies? We'll try.
Yeah, we'll do it. And by the time we're really drunk, at the end of the gig, we could say, we played Jingle Bells. Did you remember it? Like, oh, no.
Oh,
it's
just
for you.
They're like, oh yeah, it was really good.
Oh my god, yeah. So it was fantastic. Yeah, we did it really well. Yeah.
Were you getting paid for that gig?
Nah, just did it for love of it.
Because you're in the club.
That's right.
Because besides being a musician, you're also a second grade cricket player.
Average second grade cricketer. It's important to make that distinction.
That's right.
So you're not knocking on the door for higher honours?
No. I can't even see the door.
Right.
No, there's no knocking. It's like, I think there's a door there somewhere. I've heard from other people there's another grade above.
Right.
I've heard this. I know from first-hand experience there's certainly a grade below. Like, you know, the door's very close behind me. Knocking on
he's
the back
just
of my
got
head.
His foot in there.
Yeah.
So what is it you, what do you play? You bat, you bowl?
I don't bat terribly. Like,
right, what sort of bowling?
So embarrassment on the club, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever I go to pick a bat up, you know, people cringe, you know, they say, this isn't cricket, what are you doing?
You hold it the other end.
We're going to forfeit. Yeah. You know,
you look like a fast-ish bowler.
That's a very generous description.
I'm in the mood of you, fast.
Let's say I try to bowl fast and it sometimes doesn't come out fast.
So you're one of those wily medium pacers.
Yeah, medium's very optimistic description.
So you've got a broad range of balls between slow and medium and slower. How
and
tired
so in the great Sri Lankan tradition of the slow, straight bowler.
Right. Slow, straight, short spells, tired, rested, fine leg.
That's one of those niggling medium paces is just always more or less on line and length. But my
sledging is first class.
Right.
I think that's
That's how we got in the door.
That's right. Only thing, yeah. The captain of second grade is also a very big sledger, so I think he sees, you know, me, he goes, yes, I need someone else to take up the slack.
What's your top statistics with both bat and ball?
Bat, I would prefer not to say.
Oh, come on.
Have you ever actually scored a run?
Yes. Right. My highest score is in sixth grade, which was 25 not out.
Right.
Given not out twice when I was caught behind. But besides that,
so you're not a walker then?
Oh God, no. I'm a bowler. You don't walk if you bowl because you know how many times when the batsman gets out and they're not giving out and he just pisses you off. So no. With the ball, 7-4 in a semi-final a couple of years back. So that was quite exciting.
Yeah, you were a hero that day. But I think we should stop talking about cricket.
The last part
of our audience hasn't heard of cricket, has
it? Well, they've heard of cricket, but they don't like it.
They think it's a little green bug.
Yeah. They're black. It's only Sally's cricket that's been painted the wrong colour.
Okay, right. No, I'm sure they're green crickets.
I don't think so.
Check that later.
Anyway.
On the internet. I think we should play a song. Now, you guys don't want to play any live tracks, but we do have this CD here.
Yes, that's
which
great.
We're allowed to play some.
Yes. Leah has vetoed others.
I've blacklisted some.
What would you like to play first?
Maybe what? Wonderful Life?
Yeah, Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Let's just play it and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Sure.
I think Sam's farting.
We'll have to discuss this.
Sammy.
breasts, no, those breasts, no, those breasts, no, those. I want that ass, no, that ass, no, that ass, no, that. I want breasts that are sublime. I want breasts that are sublime. I want those eyes, no, those eyes, no, those eyes, no, those. I want that nose, no, that nose, no, that nose, no, that. I want an ass better than mine. I want an ass better than mine. 'Cause it's a wonderful life to go another night. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful life. It's a wonderful life to go another night. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful life. I can be fine, so fine. I can be so fine. I can be fine, so fine. I can be so fine. Those abs, no, those abs, no, those abs, no, those. I want that hair, no, that hair, no, that hair, no, that. I want abs rock hard. I want abs that are rock hard. I want those toes, no, those toes, no, those toes, no, those. I want that face, no, that face, no, that face, no, that. I want lips luxurious. I want lips luxurious. 'Cause it's a wonderful life to go under the knife. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful life. It's a wonderful life to go under the knife. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful life. I can be fine, so fine. I can be so fine. I can be fine, so fine. I can be so fine. A nose better than those. I want a nose better than those. I want those size, no, those size, no, those size, no, those. I want, 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 I want. 'Cause it's a wonderful life to go under the knife. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful life. It's a wonderful life to go under the knife. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful life. I can be fine, so fine. I can be so fine. I can be fine, so fine. I can be so fine.
So that was Wonderful Life, and we deduced that that song was about people finding imperfection with their physical bodies, their selves, and
or is it about seeking happiness through self-improvement?
Grin. Well, is the question would be, is plastic surgery self-improvement?
Yes,
because some people would say, because I don't see there's not many self-help.
I'd agree that the next step would be asking whether that is actually an improvement or just a superficiality.
Or just doesn't make you happier. And I can't remember reading many self-help books that says plastic surgery will make you happier.
I've known a few girls who felt happier after getting enhancements.
Bigger. And did you feel happier as well?
John Murray is one of the few men who will admit to not minding at all the artificial breast. And maybe among our generation, I don't know, maybe younger men are into it. But
I felt happy when I was intimate with those women, yes.
Fair enough, that's fair enough.
What enormous bags of plastic you have in here.
And for only $10,000.
So when you grew up, you had lots of Barbie dolls you used to play?
No,
like,
no.
You weren't really in childhood moments.
No, just...
I knew this girl who was really, she was really one of those people who always talking about themselves and what a hard time they're having. And she was not very popular with the boys, but she was saving up for her breast implants, and she just couldn't understand why she wasn't any more popular after she got the bigger boobs.
She didn't become more popular.
She didn't become more popular.
Wow.
Well, she already had 38 double D. By the time she was finished.
Mind you, I did hear someone say she should have gone the whole hog and just got Triple D or something.
Watermelon.
So maybe then they would have talked to her.
He could have overlooked her horrible personality.
Men
overlook horrible personalities on a constant day by day.
As
do women, I think.
What's a phone number?
Yeah, she's going to waste.
All that silicon there.
Waste of resources, isn't it?
So, and you said before, Bryn, when we were listening to the song, you wrote it after sitting down and asking a table of people, what would they change about themselves?
Yeah, well, the conversation came up on not use that confrontational and go up. You could improve yourself. Yeah. And they just were chatting around, and sort of like it just came to, oh, what would you change about yourself? And everyone picked some sort of physical part of their body rather than, you know, being more intelligent or travelling more, or I wish I'd done this, or I wish I was nicer to people, or I wish I hadn't killed that cat. You know, none of those things sort of came up. Was always, I wish I had bigger breasts, or a smaller ass, or I don't like my thighs.
Were they all women?
No, it was a combination. Usually with the blokes, it was, I wish I had more hair. Or wish I had a six pack, or, you know, some people say,
sorry, six pack of beer, or
I don't think the two are linked. They're like drinking beer going, you know, I wish my abs were rock hard, but I'll just have another beer. The link didn't happen. And it was sort of reflective of society generally. You know, people sort of say, if I was just better looking, my life would be so much better. And, you know, and then, like I said, when people do tell me, get that plastic surgery, it's not quite the case. So the song sort of mocks that attitude that my life would be better if I had bigger breasts.
Even if they don't end up with a drain and, you know, infections.
That's right.
The video clip to that song is interesting too.
Leah doesn't like it.
I like the video clip. You've just got to remember.
Tell the audience about your video clip.
Oh, it's just like breast surgery, like different cosmetic surgery gone wrong and horrible scarring and.
So it's a cautionary tale you're trying to.
So it's like a video version of every second weekly version of Who magazine then. Plastic surgery disasters.
Yeah, it's got a lot of
public health messages.
Well, it's quite disturbing to watch.
It wasn't fun. Have you got that shown on Rage or anything?
It's on the video clip. We haven't got shown on Rage yet. We haven't sent that one off to Rage. We sent one of our old ones.
They'll show anything at 4 in the morning.
We're counting on that.
That's our market. Come on. Yeah. Will you send the one we did from last set off on it, where Leah and her friends got to smash a car up?
With
sledgehammers and crowbars and pickaxes.
So is this what, girls in bikinis and pouches?
No,
not quite that jiggly motion. Try to steer clear of that one.
Now, all these videos, you've made a few videos, they're all available on your website.
Yeah, people
just quickly, website?
Zwish.net, so ZWISH.net.
.net, okay.
And that's it.
And just quickly throwing back to that song. Leah, you sing that song.
Yes.
And despite being sort of quite mutilated today from your paintball experience.
You don't like the paint streaks through the hair?
I just thought it was the look.
Yeah, that's right. It's grunge. It's grunge.
Is there any sense of a sort of, you know, maybe a contradiction there? And you standing up there looking at an audience of ordinary looking women and saying,
ha ha ha!
All you poor other people don't get breast surgery like me. Our audience can't tell just yet, but I mean, you're fairly good.
Oh, I don't know what to say to that. No, I think it's something that all women go through. Like, I definitely have been through that, thinking those exact things about. I guess every personal woman focuses on something to do with them, and then they think they can fix it, and if they do fix it, they'll just find something else to blame something on, and just keep nitpicking at themselves till you go crazy.
So you actually identify.
There would hardly be a woman in the world who didn't.
No, that's right. Like,
because I reckon at least 50% of men
don't even care.
No.
No. Oh, I've seen them. I've seen them out. I know they don't care.
Oh, come on. Deep in their hearts. In their scrotums. Somewhere they care. I think we should throw in another song.
I think so.
And it will be... Where's it gone?
Hey You.
Hey You.
Hey You.
Tractor. Sadness and
healthy sickness unconscious with. Can I say your alter ego? You're gonna share the blame. Grounding clues of a fucking truth.
What was the name of that one again?
Hey
that
You.
Was, hey You. And Leah, what was it about?
Apparently it's a big secret.
I hate you.
Nobody knows what that was about. You could
no,
put
I
other
haven't
people
told
on sandwiches
anyone.
On.
Just make sure I could just make whatever I want up right
there.
No, okay, it's about a guy, so boy right. problems, that sort of thing. Just... I can't swear, can I? Because I'm a bit. Oh,
swear.
Good. Guys, fucking me around, really. and just same sort of stuff happening over and over again with
right.
one in particular person, and just. Yeah.
And, but hey, you?
Yeah.
What was it?
I've got a hit list.
Am I on it?
No. No, yeah, no, just about a previous person that I once knew, and yeah.
Does he know you've written a song about him?
He doesn't know, probably.
Well, we haven't named him, so.
No, that's right. I'll just change the names.
Right, okay. So where did Zwish come from, and how long have you guys been playing
sure.
together?
Sure. Well, we originally met at CIT, at the Woden campus, which has a diploma in music, the three different
the music
types.
Industry centre.
Yep, that's the Canberra Institute of Technology.
Yep, sorry, Canberra Institute of Technology. So we originally met there, originally did some recordings without a band name. Just wanted me to record some songs.
How does that work? You just sort of meet up and say, let's record some shit?
Well, actually, it's a funny story because a former guitarist in the band, actually, I think the only reason he invited Leah to join the band was because he had a crush on
her. Right, that's a good reason.
That's, yeah, right.
Hey, like, I'm in this
is
band.
Is that the guy that Hey You is about?
No, no.
No, but he's left. For now.
Yeah.
Anyway, but anyway, so we sort of joined up there and we did some recordings and we're going to just put them out on the CD. We need a band name. So we wrote out 20 band names that we thought were...
You brainstormed.
Right. We brainstormed. I guess you'd say that. Yes, yes.
Were
a few
you proactive?
Beers. Was I proactive? Proactive. Yeah. So we came up with 20 and then we did a Google search and got to the end of 20 and went, shit, they're all taken. What are we going to do? So we thought we'd make up a name.
Make up a word.
And make up a word. And so we did.
What was your previous favourite that was taken?
God, I can't
remember. If you could have any names.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Don't know. Yeah. Right. I'd like something a bit more punk, like X24 or something like that. That's taken as well. Yeah. See, that obviously would have gone down well with the other
and
members X25.
Of the band. And X25.
Down to X2023. Doesn't quite work. But what's quite funny about that, we picked Zwish, we thought Zed, how many names are there with Zed? wish, whatever, they'll be fine. I actually got an email about 9 months ago from a family in California whose last name is Zwish.
Yeah. Were they happy with what you were doing?
Yeah, well, they sort of said, oh, you have the same last name as our band. We're like, oh, shit. Yeah, I hope you're happy with that, blah, blah. I said, oh, it's fantastic. We told our grandmother, blah, 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 blah. Oh. Like, oh, there is swearing in our songs. Like, yeah, she loves it. We're like,
rock on.
Okay. So that was quite funny. So we thought we'd made up a name, but obviously nothing.
You've got to build some fan base. You could, like, play their family reunions.
Well, yeah.
That's right. You gotta head up there for Christmas and see the family, you know.
You better get up there quick to see old Grandma Swish.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
She's not getting any younger.
No. No, have to dedicate the next song to her, I think.
So, but there's nothing in there of play on words, as in, like, as I said before, Zed Wish. Is it something to do? Nothing.
It's no,
no, we're not that intelligent. I don't think we haven't.
Pretty much.
No.
Yeah.
Or is it like good poetry? Other people can take
that's
more
right.
out of it than you might.
Yeah. We've had wish you well.
Could deconstruct it. Could say there's movement.
That's
right. Oh, yeah, it's a Christmas thing. Yeah.
People can run with it, whatever
that's
they like.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, it was born out of desperation. Let's be honest.
Apparently, you have orders of replaceability within the band. Something I've never heard quite so well codified as that was being discussed.
Well, we know where
we actually just played a gig in Young at an all ages music festival there.
Oh, no, I saw the pictures. That looked great.
It was fantastic fun. They
see my dress I made.
No,
pink.
Tell us about your dress.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
I was in the toilets.
Paintball day that day as well.
Yeah, I did actually. I was in the toilets for like an hour before we went on making my dress.
It's fantastic.
What did you make it out of?
Like a black dress that I cut up and all this different material and a lot of safety pins.
Cool.
So,
the
bath
thing.
That's right. Just doesn't matter. Gaffer tape. Safety pins.
But we played that, and Rob wasn't going to be able to play because he was away from work. That's how the conversation started of can we still play the gig? Sam said, yeah, I can play Rob's part. He's pretty shit. Which isn't true.
I did say that though.
And so I brought up the whole replaceability within the band, and so Rob then started attacking Tom by bringing in drum machines to practice and saying, can you do this, Tom? Can you do this? And listen to this feel. Can you do that feel, Tom? So yeah. So last night Tom at the gig got up and took over Leah's job of singing. So it's starting to become a very vicious circle. Probably last interview we'll ever do, and we're going to disband very shortly because we'll start killing each other.
You're on multi-skilling though.
Multi-skilling.
Having brainstormed, you're onto the multi-skilling.
They've heard me sing, so there's definitely no multi-skilling there.
And I rehearse drums after every practice, but I can't keep time for shit.
Don't lie. You know you're rough.
I'm like, hey Tom, look at me, look at me.
Do you wave the tambourine around when you're waiting for something to do up on stage?
No tambourine.
How as a lead singer do you fill in the time when there are no words to be sung?
Oh, headbanging, really. I've got, like, I've strained muscles in my neck over
right.
the past couple of months.
You should get the tambourine and leave that alone for a bit.
Yeah. I'd be terrible on the tambourine.
Oh, you can put bells in your hair.
Yeah. I might use that.
Can I just change the direction just a little bit?
Sorry.
Still about music, but what is the point of playing music?
Point of playing music?
Yeah, why do you do it?
At the moment, I think we're just sort of enjoying it. I guess we've all got other stuff going on in our lives and just getting together and playing and doing as best we can.
There seems to be a bit of a theme of a political message or some sort of social political
behind
message
behind a lot of
song.
Us.
Look,
yeah.
I think the reason we play the songs that we do is because when we listen to most other music that we generally hear that doesn't answer the questions or talk about the things that we would like to talk about.
Yeah.
And so that's why we've sort of put the songs together that we do, so we can actually talk about the issues that we want to talk about or talk about stuff that actually means something to us rather than listening
to... I started the website to do that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You've never even heard me sing.
Exactly. So, yeah, so like we all enjoy playing together, which is a good thing. So there's, at the moment, besides the replaceable issue, there's no real band tension. But yeah,
I'm fuming.
Yeah.
Honestly, inside, I'm fuming.
So
yeah.
How did you all meet? I love asking this question.
CRT.
All of you?
No.
CRT.
Because we must have a new person that left.
Yeah, we got heaps of people left.
It's because they're so easily replaceable.
Yeah.
So Sam, how did you end up here?
Well, I emailed one of my friends saying I wanted to join a band because I'd been in one for ages, and then he put me onto this Wish website or email thing, and I emailed that and got Bryn, I think. And then I met Bryn at Belcon and Mall, and yeah.
And we thought she was
she was
a figment,
figment of Bryn's imagination.
We kept hearing about
this girl wants
Sam
to join the band.
Girl. Like, sure, Bryn, you found a guitarist, vocalist.
Yeah. And it's then, just another one of those guys bringing a girl into the band because he's got a crush.
Sam's car broke down the way to the first rehearsal, so she didn't turn up. We're like, glad to see Sam could make it, Bryn.
Great turn of the time, yes.
I was living at Yass at the time and travelling to Canberra pretty much every single day.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's pretty
take
bad.
Take it out of the car.
Yeah.
Is that a tree change thing, or are you an actual Yass?
A Yassican.
No, I'm
Cuda.
From Cootamundra originally.
Oh, my goodness.
Just to put it right.
No wonder everyone in the country hates people from the city.
Yeah, of course.
There are so many better reasons.
And we met Tom, place our drummer, who joined the Navy and went to sea.
Can I just ask, Tom, how old are you?
I'm 20.
You're
20? Even though I don't look like
it. Yeah, you got to date a lot, huh?
Oh, yeah. Like, every gig we play that's 18 plus, it's, like, relentless. So annoying.
Can you say I'm the
on the bright side, mate, when you're 30, you'll still look like
that's
you're
what someone said last night as he was dancing from the ceiling. Hey, Tom, you're going to look really good when you're 30.
Oh, it's only 10 years.
There's a happy time to come, don't worry.
Let's play a song.
Let's play Broken.
You gotta lose some weight now. You gotta wear more makeup. You gotta lose more weight now. You gotta stop your hate. Your hair now. You gotta bleach your mind now. You gotta grow your hair. Chase your dreams, now your mind's empty. Now all you need now is surgery. Now
musical influences, anyone? And then Jim's going to do something rude with a banana.
Yeah.
And a condom.
Musical influences, anyone?
Rob
Guns N' Roses.
Gene.
Rob, you haven't said anything. What are your musical influences?
My musical influences are, like, like a bit of folky kind of
Jimmy Burns
drum.
Like a bit of Neil Young.
Yeah.
Dave Graney.
Dave Graney.
I think he's Dave Graney.
Yeah. Of the Wolverines and Coral Snakes and.
Yep.
Didn't you used to have a life size Dave Graney cutout?
I did have a life size.
Way the big cardboard. Jesus out of,
do you have a safari suit?
No, I had one.
Right.
I had one. I kind of outgrew it. I was 5.
Okay.
Tried to get back into recently.
It looks pretty interesting now.
My actual influences are, the music I love are more, it's either rock and roll, sort of AC/DC, like Audioslave, that kind of music, Pearl Jam, or more on the acoustic side of things, you know, like Jack Johnson and,
surf rock.
I'm not a surf rock.
Okay.
Not like Zwish, really.
No, not really, no.
No. You just play the bass and get your nipple licked.
Exactly. And
do you
want to
talk about that?
That's
Name.
At the cricket club, somebody as yet unnamed.
Yeah, Randall Starr.
Was he the same guy?
That sounds like a porn name.
That's what he told you. Randall Starr.
There is photographic evidence of this, isn't there?
There is photographic
evidence.
Yeah, access to the photos.
In fact, it didn't actually just happen once. It happened later in the night as well.
Oh, that's nice.
So he came back for more.
There's photographic evidence of that as well.
Okay. So he came back for more. Did he ask for your phone number afterwards?
I actually asked him. I pretty much
grabbed his hairy mop of hair and
thrust his lips onto my left nipple.
That's a bit naughty.
I've never had another man lick my nipple before.
No, I guess not.
Was it special?
It was.
Did he do things that a woman's
tongue was rough and hairy?
I find it a bit difficult to differentiate between a male and female tongue. So I just closed my eyes and
you ain't trying to have your eyes.
I pictured a very, very gorgeous woman with a 3-day growth. And everything was fine.
An aged friend of mine was telling me the other day about these parties that he used to go to. They were all from people who lived in a very small area. They all would gather at someone's house, and it'd be about 20 people, and they'd all just start having sex with each other. It was just like
an old fashioned village Saturnalia.
1970s, yes, an orgy.
Yeah.
And he was like, it was great, except when some guy would come and start licking your balls. some gay fuck.
The only gay in the village.
And it, I mean, you know, you're having sex with a beautiful woman and some guy comes up and starts licking your balls. I mean, why would you care? As you were saying, this is why I'm saying this.
We took it swap numbers later.
Just the nipple.
No, but it was still.
That's where it starts, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, true, yeah.
Next gig.
We get this all the time.
What orgy stories?
Conversation
always goes in that direction.
Yeah. Now, look, something that we rarely have brought up in the past has been the little gifts that the bands that have come, because we put in our new, and we have a news, a letter that we send to each band. We say, if you want to bring us a little present or something, some bands have brought cookies, feel free. And some bands have brought, chocolate,
no one's ever brought anything. We've just stole their beer.
No, no, they steal
fans have only stolen our beer.
When they've gone to the toilet, you're right, they're back.
I think the cashews did do cashews. Did they?
Yes, the cashews brought cashews. Yeah. They take cashews everywhere, whores.
Cashews are expensive.
Yeah,
that was a nice one.
So are bananas.
Well, we've got three bananas here, which, you know, if you live in a banana, Banana Republic, that might not sound like much, but here in the banana-less Republic...
non-Republic.
Yeah, where bananas have been ridiculously expensive.
Because we keep insisting on impoverishing the Filipinos to keep the lazy gougers in Queensland in money. It's terrible.
Yes.
If you're in Queensland,
bloody farmers.
On your MP3 player, that was John Boy. And
go on.
And I don't live anywhere near.
Why don't you go beat some more Aboriginals to death?
Feel free to write complaints too.
Hey, small village in Estonia. Take care of them.
So we got three bananas in earlier. I was suggesting we could have a banana orgy, and I was thinking quite innocently that we'd all just enjoy a small portion of banana.
Mm.
Of course.
But then the conversation
after that
went.
Story orgy. That's all we're thinking of.
Orgy.
You're just trying to get my clothes off again, aren't you?
Rob here started telling me all about what they do in Cootamundra.
Where's Sam's from?
So, Sam, tell us about Cootamundra and its banana practices.
What do they do with bananas?
Did you come to Canberra for the clean living?
Oh my god!
they don't do anything with bananas. It's bananas. It's free will.
A lot of things happen in Cootamundra. That's what I've learned
things
since Sam joined
about.
The band. Yeah, a lot of things happen in Cootamundra.
What have I told you?
As opposed to yes.
No, I think less things happen in Cooter than yes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of things that only happen in Cootamundra.
I see.
Explain.
Well, you're from Cootamundra, I'm not from there.
Let's move on before this small town rivalry gets out of here.
Before we start resorting to arm wrestles or something.
Let's move on indeed to another song. And so, Leah, which one can we play? Miss You or...
Boom Boom.
Obsession of Slow.
Oh, out of those two.
Skin. Obsession of Skin.
No, I reckon Miss You over Obsession.
Really?
Skin. Yeah.
Obsession of Skin.
I've never heard Obsession of Skin.
Do you want to add a little disclaimer? I think you said earlier about Miss You that it's in the wrong key, and
yes.
you now play it in a new key, which
yes.
better suits your voice.
Yes,
much. So this is the retro version.
No, it's right. Limited edition.
That's right.
Limited edition.
It's grunge.
It's the rarity.
It's the rarity. It's grunge.
So here we go. Miss You.
I used to fly.
they just don't pay her enough.
For rent. To make rent. Yeah. Yeah. Is it that they don't pay you enough, or you just don't get enough shifts?
It's...
No, though. Oh, yeah, that's right, because you really
plenty of shifts. The money's not too bad.
And it's not really funny.
You've just had a pay rise, too, haven't you, thanks to the Fair Pay Commission? No?
No.
That didn't get passed on? all the retail workers
are Robin skips the dream off the top.
There we go. They've done you over there. Now, you were living with your boyfriend.
No.
No.
No, you got that wrong.
I got that wrong, okay. Well, that's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, I was living with a girl that's like second/third year of the course that I'm doing at CRT.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got sort of kicked out by the real estate / the lessor of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Because you weren't on the lease?
No, it's because...
Wild parties. Yeah.
Yeah. It was rock and roll grunge.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Okay.
No, with the same kind of money.
You out rock and rolled that house.
Yeah.
Right.
Now my application got declined
mm-hmm.
for residency there,
mm-hmm.
so I sort of had to move out straight away because the lessor's sister is moving in.
Right.
And so my boyfriend said, "Oh, you can stay with me for a little bit until you find somewhere else to go."
Right.
So I was staying there, and then his parents sort of said, "You know, can't stay here really." So
right. He lives with his parents.
He lives with his parents.
There's too many moments on the kitchen table.
Now, Sam, you have breakfast. A car. You drive.
I drive, but I don't have a license.
Edit that part out. We can edit that later. Yeah.
Okay. Now, moving on from that. So you. How's your relationship with your boyfriend having been kicked out of the house?
Still good.
Still good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
you're going to kill his parents. Yeah.
Well, it's actually done. Funny you should mention that, because Sam does forensic science at CRT. So if she did, she'd know how to do it properly.
Cover tracks very nicely.
Isn't it just a matter of actually digging the hole deep enough? Isn't that the key to it?
Yes.
We have two experts in the room.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, we hope that all comes together for you with finding somewhere to live.
Yeah,
So,
what,
you're currently homeless?
Got a spare
mean?
Room?
Where are you sleeping? In your car?
Well, I'm
the car that you're not licensed to drive?
But she's licensed to sleep.
As long as the keys aren't in the ignition.
I'm staying at a friend's house for the time being.
Is there no one at McDonald's who could take you in? Or they don't do that sort of thing.
I thought they were a family.
How much rent can you afford?
Not quite enough for the little play set outside the front of McDonald's.
Yeah, they can let you sleep there.
You got a spare room, you can stay here for a while.
There you go. Homeless problem solved.
You've got a bunk bed in case your boyfriend comes.
Actually, yeah, you out-grunged somehow, didn't you? Yeah. Take that back.
Take a hike back to Cootamundra.
Does it involve a lot of vomit?
Sorry?
Oh,
I didn't hear what you said.
Does it involve a lot of vomit?
When you out-rocked the house?
Grunge.
No.
No, there was no vomit involved?
Bad joke.
Not at that Rumbled. House.
No.
All right, how about we talk something about the band that you're in as well as being out of a house. You've got 3 albums recorded already?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. That's fairly accurate.
And 2 of you have been on all of them.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And what was the best one?
Obviously,
we can buy them off your website, which to which there is a link.
There is.
Mm-hmm. That would be swish.net.
It would be.
Yes.
That website address again is
swish.net. Because we recorded all of them ourselves, obviously you learn more and more each time you do things.
So the most recent ones
probably better. And also when it comes to writing songs, you get better over time until you take.
So are you trying to say the first one's rubbish?
No.
I'm one of those. I like their old stuff better than. Regurgitator wrote that song after 5 minutes talking to me about various bands. I like their old stuff better than the new stuff. Am I gonna meet my match here?
Well, it's funny you should mention that because our first EP, some crazy person in South America who happened to be a radio DJ as well, heard it over the web, loved it. We sent it off to him, played on his radio show, loved it, heaps of downloads from South America. Sent the second CD to him and went, don't like it. Not gonna play it. Don't like it anymore. We just went, well, the first one was average. The second one was much better. And he's like, no, nah, don't like it.
So, are you going to send him the third one? Or was it, you nah, couldn't take it. You couldn't take it.
Blacklisted him.
Yeah, yep. Not very good on rejection.
You're never playing Rio. That's
so you guys turn on your reviewers if they have a just a bad word to say about you. That, that's it.
They right? lose.
Doesn't
gym.
Everyone? We think everyone did that.
I got a hit list at home.
Oh, no, that's not true. There are plenty of artists, the ones who I still talk to, who can take a bad review in their stride and still appreciate where I'm coming well, from. Trying
John
to
Boy's been stabbed in. 5 times.
We'll see when Sam gets a hold of him. Exactly. He won't be a 7. And no one will know.
Tom's the serial killer of the band.
That's right.
Every time we have any sort of publicity,
we're like
shot
a tag
done.
Team sort of thing. Work and she disposes.
I cover it up.
we had band photos done, and like I went through them, like that was shocking. Like someone, Bryn was always had his hand down his pants, and
I was nervous. Whatever.
In every single photo of
so
Tom.
So you're a nervous masturbator, Bryn, is that
pretty much just my excuse. I'm nervous, I'm sorry.
Every single photo of Tom, he just had this, I'm going to kill you, like serial killer look on his face. So he's been a serial killer of the group. Yeah,
he's looking at you like that.
Right? I know. if I'm not here tomorrow, guys, ask Sam because she would have buried me somewhere.
And done it deep.
And the funny thing is we haven't seen the photographer since that day.
The Swish mystery.
That's why Tom's not replaceable in the band, because
we're too scared.
Every band needs a serial killer.
That's right. Yeah. We need someone to look after the serial, yeah, you know, the security side of things.
Yeah, any publicity is good publicity.
Yes.
What is your most recent album, and when's the next one?
Sleepwalker was our most recent one, which we launched in September. And then next
the
one.
ANU.
At the ANU bar, yeah. Which was fun.
How many did you have printed?
500.
How many have you sold?
Not many.
It's a local music releases to prop up beds.
Well, this is why Sam's homeless. Yeah.
For international.
But you can build a house out of the side.
Yeah, yeah.
Up by the homeless guy at the top of the road here.
So the good news is there's plenty left.
Yes.
So they haven't been troubling the charts.
No.
Who supported you in your launch?
Cold Heart Projects.
And Udo.
And Udo.
Udo as well.
They're really good.
Two completely different bands.
Yeah.
To us. Good. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. We like to jump around a lot on stage.
How did you find playing the ANU bar other than sharing the same stage as Kurt Cobain?
Well, I don't think it was exactly the same size.
No,
no,
it was a bit smaller than that. similar size crowd, though, yeah.
Yeah.
People of coming course. Through the roof as well. Yeah. But it was fun. Like, we obviously enjoyed playing. I don't think we've always enjoyed everywhere we've played. We haven't.
Young was the best, though. Oh. We had like these 2-3 metre catwalks out the sides.
Yeah, and it's just cool.
So yeah, this big ring of lights up behind Tom.
Yeah.
I dragged a heap of the girls up on the catwalks and they were dancing along and moshing up on stage. And I think they actually got kicked off by the guy that ran the show, but dragged him back up.
We had to sign arms and legs afterwards, which, you know, it's sort of exciting, but when your fan base that young tended to be between age between 13 and 16 year old girls, it's not nearly as exciting as
there's some ugly headlines to be had out of there.
Yeah. So we're lucky
it's
we didn't do that.
Yeah.
It's not in a pub there, right?
No, it was an open air festival.
Yeah, Tree Field.
Yeah, it's in a.
How'd you get on the bill for that?
Basically they got in contact with us, I think, and we sent them off our stuff and they said
Sam's Cuda contacts.
Yeah,
one of
my mates from Cuda emailed me the info and she's like, oh, your old guitar teacher wants you to play, so I'm like, oh cool. So I showed Bryn and he's like, gotta do that, and then Rob couldn't do it because he was away.
And he's replaceable.
That's right.
Yeah,
there was just a drum machine there that was playing bass specially.
But look, Rob's the only person in the band who's had their nipple licked while playing.
And we're going to try and keep it to that.
you lack ambition.
Yeah. I saw him up there and I was like, I'm glad it's you and not me.
We're so
good.
Next
gig
with all our shirts off.
Every man in the audience was thinking, I wish it was you.
But you should just see the look on his face while it's happening. He's like, oh, fuck yeah. it was
to move, to try and move back away from Rob's nipples.
How do we keep getting back to Rob's nipples?
It's like the family show.
How do you guys travel when you tour?
Very luxurious. I was actually in the mood to hijack this bus that was driving past because we were crammed into
a Hilux.
Yes, yeah. I have a Hilux.
You're unlicensed, but you got a Hilux.
It's a 1983 Trayback Hilux. Well, that
need to be licensed
truck.
By law.
Right.
And it doesn't have first gear. And the handbrake doesn't work.
And the fan burst into flames.
It only happened once. And yeah, the window sort of doesn't go up and down real good, and the window winder on the passenger side snapped off. And
right. It's got idiosyncrasies.
But it's great to sleep in when you're homeless.
Yeah. You're sleeping. Sure, has it got a tray cabin?
No, I'm not.
Because you could have all your stuff in there.
Oh, no, that's good. I'm going to.
We'll take a photo of it in the video. Yeah. Forward it on to our friends.
The vehicle's registered. I just
right. Who registers it for you?
My dad.
Does he think you should get a license somewhere?
I had a license. That's a rephrase from before.
Right. You lost it because
I was speeding, right. And I got caught about 10 meters outside of Coomera.
Right, you must have had a few points on the license before that one.
No, that's my first time I ever got booked for anything.
Oh, okay.
She was quite plots, far it? Over the limit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
in a school zone.
I was doing over 120, I'll tell you that much.
Right.
It's interesting how your story is always sort of start here.
Yeah.
You've got to eke it out of you. Come on, just give it a
little bit. I was caught doing 130 over 90.
That's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
You've been spanked.
On two plates.
Well, that's
what yeah, that's bad. Yeah. Yeah. We thought you were more mature than that, actually.
Well, I'm not that old.
Yeah, are you 20?
No.
Are you nearly 20?
No.
Are you 4?
Work with me.
Give me something.
Hi.
I don't think we want to identify Sam too clearly.
So if you get pulled over, you're Sam.
Or Rodrigo, is she will
living?
Yeah,
Rodrigo. I probably shouldn't have described my vehicle, eh?
Yeah, probably not. But just think of all the other people in Hiluxes who'll be pulled over in 2 weeks' time. Yeah.
Hey, look, there's a very successful column in the Sydney Morning Herald and probably The Age as well. Sam in the city. Now, would you be interested in doing a Sam in the country section? Maybe from Nigel's website.
What a great idea.
My website, eh?
Your website. Yeah. You just
get
monopolised by people that have 8 houses like that. VY guy.
Yeah, that's true. I have a lot of readers and they're very wealthy. You can have this one.
Sam in the country. I do hope there'll be a lot of sex in it.
That's pretty much
hope,
I reckon, for everything.
Yeah.
Just
don't let him do a photo shoot.
I do hope that.
All right, other than the firming up of your literary career.
Let's play a song.
Yeah.
We should, okay, we'll come back and sing it.
No, we're playing, so there's no need to do any other talking, just cut. Okay. We said it. Song.
Violence, this is violence, in violence, on your silence. It's a knife, surprise. This sells my place, I'll disgrace. Feel the burn, feel the slice, feel that twist. Now welcome change. It's your blood, your face, deranged. What was that? Awaken now. Be the man, your daddy's gone. Be the man, wells with me. Woman me, burn me. The skull of me, saddle me. Rape me and tore me. Be a man, to the end. To your last breath.
So we finish with It Ends Tonight,
which is your signature finale tune.
That's correct. Yes.
So when you get a little bigger and you start doing encores, are you going to move that to the encore, or are you going to finish the main set with it?
Well, we'd never be so presumptuous to assume we're going to get an encore.
Alright.
We try to plan it with people in the audience, but they never go through with it.
It'll still always be the last song, I think, because it's fun to play.
It's heaps fun.
It ends well.
So the last song of the regular set, and then you come out and do a Sex Pistols cover or something in the encore.
Whatever. Last night was Jingle Bells, obviously.
Now, more details about Last Night are coming out.
Here we go.
What's this about poles?
You don't tell me!
Tom, you haven't said much. Tell us about the pole dancing that you were doing.
We were in the cricket club, and then we just looked down the hall, and there's this random pole dancing room. I guess they do like
pole
studio.
Dance classes and stuff.
So just go back a bit. Where were you again? At the cricket club at the...
ANU North
Australian
Pavilion.
National University. So there was the Australian National University.
It's a little known
pole
fact.
Dancing department.
It's a little known fact that there's a pole dancing room in just about every cricket club in the country.
Just goes without saying.
I still wouldn't watch the cricket.
Why do you think men play cricket?
Right, and so you went and made use of the poles.
We all went in there and
Leah just came back and said to us, "Well, I've got all these scabs on my hands from the pole dancing."
I am so bad. Like, I was like 1 foot in the air and I crashed on the floor and like grazed all my ankles and stuff, and I was like, "Am I sexy?" And they're like, "No, you have a rope burn in your armpit. That's not hot."
You're almost a tomboy,
aren't you?
Pole dancing.
How did you go with the pole dancing, Tom?
I think I was alright.
Yeah.
Leah almost killed me with hers, though. She was swinging around,
Matrix.
I almost got like the high heel right through the temple.
Wow.
Yeah.
At least Sam could help you bury the body then. And Rob's
That's
got
right.
the drum machine still there.
Head off, it's nicely into place.
As a man, Tom, can you tell me how does it feel to wear a G-string?
Oh, Bridget.
Funny you mentioned that.
Just referred to you, Tom.
CD launch, Bryn, what were you wearing?
Look closely at our CD launch photos. Oh, tight pants. G-banger on.
You were worried about the visible panty line. Yeah.
Very much so. You didn't see how tight the pants were, right?
Like, the funniest thing was we had, like, my relatives coming afterwards who was the guy in the hot pants? I'm like, oh, no.
I think these photos do bear closer examination.
Yes.
I think we might have to get these guys back in.
Particularly if I get that poll installed.
I'll see you later.
So, look, it's been a great deal of fun. We want to say thank you very much to Zwish for coming in.
And thank you to the audience for listening.
Thanks to the audience for listening.
Thank you for having us.
And
enjoy the bananas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
And Happy New Year, and we'll be back in January sometime.
And if you are still listening, you've got a special offer now. You can write to us at PO Box 4332 Hawker ACT 2614, and we will send you a photo of the likeness of Rob's nipple. Complete with his O face.
Autograph, is it?
There it is.
Oh, it was out. Next time. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You've been listening to Insatiable Banalities podcast number 63, recorded on Sunday, the 17th of December, 2006.